That is the Lord Jesus.
But
this body he clothed
us. Tell
them where they have passed, how have they moved today? What have they made? God helped them pass through them without sinning. Glory and honor be back to him.
Yes, praise
Jesus much,
brethren.
We want to pass through haste
and
we move on with our journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, my journey and your journey, the journey of those who live before us and those living now and those going to be coming, to reaching the coming back of Jesus. We still see what's in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's a great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. We moved our journey from the planet Earth and we saw other 9 planets. We saw the kingdom of the stars in the firmament of the heavens, and in there we find the sun and the moon, and we looked at hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God, and we saw the circular appearance of the heaven, and we passed the northern door of the heavens. We headed onto the first created heaven in the rim above, where we see the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. We've seen many things in this city. We saw the 7 groups of angels and their works, but in this time, and we still see the 7 seals and the 7 groups of the angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We understood that when we see the seal, the 7 seals of the 7 spirits of God and the 7 groups of angels, in them we understand 4 major things. We first understand each group of angels works under one specific spirit, on the 7 spirits which make fullness of the Holy Spirit. And then we understand the type of horses and the chariots of the 7 groups of the angels. And we move on to know on every living creature, every living creature in charge of the 7 groups of the angels, and 4 angels among the 24 elders who are responsible of the 7 groups of angels. But as we still see the type of horse and the chariots of the 7 groups of the angels, we've taken time and we still see the 4th seal of the spirit of power and the 4th group of the angels, the angels of power, the angels of the chains and the angels of death and hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But in that our journey,
and
we see the angel of death who came from God,
and
the one who works in hell, the bottomless pit. They have the type of sicknesses, the sword, the beast of the field, and the famine. Those they used to pick the spirits. But in the midst right there, Satan
who
created his own sicknesses, and it caused us to see the sicknesses of Satan and his fallen angels. Those they make through masquerading into different creations, and we saw witchcraft and many other things like those. Praise Jesus so much.
But
when we saw the sicknesses of Satan and his fallen angels, and they are the demons, we reached at the aspect of how we can heal those sicknesses, and we still move on even today to see the way we can heal the sicknesses of Satan. and his fallen angels, the demons, those they make through masquerading into different creations, which involves giving witchcraft and the others. We are on this second part. Praise Jesus so much. The way of healing Satan and sicknesses together with his fallen angels and the demons, they make through masquerading into different creations, which involves giving witchcraft and things like those.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. Now many people in this world who have confronted to try to heal sickness of Satan, and some doctors reached and they said that there is no witchcraft, but they start to prove that it is there. Those sicknesses, we can heal them in the authority of the Holy Spirit given us, and we work with the angels.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. But we were told those are the works of Satan he does on the people of God and the children of God, the evil works. But you cannot destroy Satan's works and his demons except you first capture and bind them, and after you command the healing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we still move on with that, our heading, to see in how we can heal Satan's sicknesses and his fallen angels, and they are the demons. Those they make through masquerading into different creations. And someone finds themselves as a snake in them. Another has malaria to detect and they never see it. Those are the evil works of Satan which he makes. But it's very hard to destroy them. First capture and bind the strong man. Let's begin there in the Matthew 12. And the verses 29. Let us hear.
Matayo esule ye kuminebili noru njiri rabili mwenda.
Matthew 12 from verses 29.
Obo muntu ayinza atya okuyingira munju y'omuntu ow'amaanyi n'ayonona ebintu bye wabula ngasoso okusiba ow'amaanyi oli n'alyoka ayonona enju ye.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Omuntu ayinza atya,
how can someone destroy the works of the strong man except he first captures and binds him?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Satan, before you heal sicknesses, is put in people.
All
the sicknesses, demons have put in people. You first capture, bind those demons. After you come, destroy their evil works. You destroy the sicknesses, the immorality, anger, and things like those. Praise Jesus so much. Now, discovered it from yesterday that we no more send demons in the desert, for those are their dwelling places, but cause them be bound in the bottomless pit. Praise Jesus so much. Now as we move on to get knowledge as church, how can we heal sicknesses of Satan? Praise Jesus so much. To heal sicknesses of Satan, Satan and his fallen angels, and they are the demons. This thing involves to first bind. First bind these evil spirits. Then after you command the destruction of their works, the many times when you discover you pray for someone and sickness never goes, research of what is behind that sickness or the tumor. There are many things Satan puts on people. Others they find he has leather braids in the stomach. They have snails and things like those, because of the witchcraft which comes from the devil. You will destroy well the work Satan does. Not only these of causing sickness, even deception in the world and the things like those. cause these demons to be bound. What I told you, if you want to fight bribe, before you bind the demons causing bribe to happen, you can't take away the bribe in the nation. When you buy, you imprison the one who bribed the bribe. A person who took a bribe, the demon leaves the person and ghost enters another. Or you imprison another in the prison.
Enters
another and they eat more bribes. Now you can imprison and finish the entire nation. Before you imprison that person,
first
bind the demons in them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
if you don't buy that demon,
there's
no work of Satan you can destroy.
If
you can pray for someone and they resume to do what you prayed them for. If sickness, they resume again. For the one responsible of those evil ones, you didn't imprison them.
So
now, destroying sicknesses of Satan, as authority is given us in Matthew 10, and the verse 1 to down, let's repeat it. Even though yesterday we saw these verses, let's read and hear.
Matayo esule yekumi nolunyiri olusoka.
Matthew chapter 10 verses 1.
Naita abayigirizwa be ekumi n'ababiri n'abawa obuyinza ku dayimoni omubi okumugobanga n'okuwonya endwadde zonna ez'obunafu bwonna.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so
much.
He gave us authority. First authority is to chase the demons. And then we follow with healing sicknesses of every kind.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Before
you chase that demon, now you have to chase it, then cause it to be bound, and then command the healing. The many times, what's hindered the church to get healed? Immorality, stealing, and
sickness,
spiritual and physical sicknesses, not binding spirits which wreck those evil works. That's why he has said, you can't enter a strong man's house when you destroy his works.
Except
first captured and bind them, that strong man. After you've caused him to be bound, after you begin to destroy these works, praise Jesus so much. In all, we moved on to see these issues. Bible speaks in Jude 1:6. Uses us to cause them to be bound in the desert.
Most
you've been binding them in the desert, yet there is no prison there. Send them in the sea and the oceans, and they trouble the fishermen there. Send them in the principalities and the space to go there. All those are their dwelling places. It's one place they fear, in the bottomless pit, the prison of God. If you send to be bound, if you send,
we
have given authority to cast demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
cast them, don't leave them hung in the desert. Send them in the bottomless pit, in the prison. Bind them with the chains to the day of judgment. After we come back, destroy works of the devils. We involve sicknesses and things like those. Let's read Jude 1:6.
Ebaluwa ya Yuda esule esoko lunyiro lwa mukaga.
Jude chapter 1 verse 6.
Ne bamalayika abatakuma bukulu bwabwe bo naye ne baleka ekifo kyabwe bo bennyini abakuumira mu njegere ez'ennaku zonna wansi w'ekizikiza olw'omusango ogw'okulunaku olukulu.
Yes, praise
Jesus so much.
Angels
who never kept their positions,
keeps
them chains of darkness under the pits, to reaching the day of judgment. The truth is this, brethren, there has been a confusion in the church, and we send demons in the desert and they reach there and they come back. For the scripture speaks like this. As we read in the Matthew
12,
praise Jesus. They reach there and they come back. When you send them in the ocean, that too is their dwelling place. There too they reach and they come back. That's why
he
told us in Jude 1:6, send them in the bottomless pit, in the chains of darkness. Means they must be chained there. Must be angels of chains there. Those we read of in the fourth seal of the spirit of power and the group of angels of power, the angels of the chains, even angels who never kept their positions, keeps them in the chains of darkness under the pit. Praise Jesus.
So now
in all, as we appear in this generation, the church glorified on the mountain top of the house, we are not going to do as ways of ignorance they have been, and we just chase demons. They reach there and they come back.
It's
going to involve the binding this time. We know the place where we cause them be bound, and we know those we work with, the angels who have the chains,
to
be able to bind these evil spirits,
and
then we begin to command the healing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But there's no work of Satan you can destroy except you first captured and bound.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That's why he says in 2 Peter chapter 2,
in
the verse 4, he says this.
2
Peter chapter 2, verse 4.
Ti kuba obanga katunda tiyasonyiwa bamalaika webayo nona. Naye n'abasuula mu lukonko n'abawaayo eri obunnya obw'ekizikiza okubakuumira omusango. Olwokutaano, era n'atasonyiwa nsi ey'edda, naye n'awonya Nuuwa omubuulizi w'obutuukirivu ne banne 7 bokka bwe yaleeta amataba ku nsi eyabakyatya Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Bamaraika abagwe wa muguru.
Angels were chased from heaven.
The
majority of them were imprisoned in the bottomless pit under the darkness,
to
reaching the day of judgment. When you begin to pray a prayer of warfare,
those
causing demons to be bound, don't say, I send you the desert now. No.
Gamba
in the bottomless pit. As it is written,
Jude
1,
and
verse
6,
even angels,
their
dominion,
chains
of darkness.
And
as it is written,
in
2 Peter,
chapter
2,
and
verse 4, even angels, their
dominion,
chains of darkness,
the
day of judgment,
with the evil spirit,
in the bottomless pit,
with
the day of judgment.
Abakoza wamu na
fwe ngabwe
chawandikiwa kulikuliwa abiri mu biri
onyoro
musavu nuro munana
malaika
Gabrieli nga agamba
omutume
Yokana ba malaika bakozi wamu na abo
abakwata
ekigambo kya Katonda tutumejera ba malaika abenjegere okukwata emiyojo nejo obubi olengere sala bwe ino kutambula
todda ngo menye kawika don't break yourself alone
adero sindika munsenyi
nkalu don't send them in the deserts.
Yes,
don't send ocean, they will come back attacking
people.
Under the darkness, in the chains. Bible speaks of the bottomless pit, which holds the greatest darkness.
In
Revelations 9, and it says this.
Revelations
9 from verses 1.
Malaika w'okutaano n'afuuwa ekkondeere, n'endaba emmunyeenye ng'eva mu ggulu ng'egwa ku nsi, n'aweebwa ekisumuluzo ky'obunnya obutakoma. Olunnya olw'okubiri, n'asumulula obunnya obutakoma, n'omukka ne guva mu bunnya ne gulinnya ng'omukka ogw'enkoomi ennene, n'enjuba n'ebbanga ne bizikizibwa olw'omukka ogw'omu bunnya. Olunnya olw'okusatu,
yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Malaika,
the angel of the bottomless pit,
he was
given the key of the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit. Out of it came darkness. When that darkness came out, Bible shows the sun stopped to give its light.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. The bottomless pit.
It's
in the same kingdom with the sun
no,
and the moon.
Means
they're outside the planet
yes,
Earth. But if it is open, darkness comes out
and it
occupies this permanent. But in the bottomless pit is where we send the evil spirits.
And
we work with the fourth group of the angels under the fourth seal, the seal of spirit of power. Those responsible for binding demons in the bottomless pit. Even the place you know,
and
you pray saying, as written in Revelation chapter 9 verses 1 to 3,
and
he was given the key of the bottomless pit. He opened the bottomless pit and
darkness
covered his power
and
the sun stopped to shine. Oh Lord, when you
reveal
the word
and
the bottomless pit
is
called the kingdom of the stars,
that's
where I send the angel
who
is in charge of the peace of heaven, angel Abaddon. Revelation 9 verses 11,
he will lead the
group of his angels of the chains to attack demons in the sky, in the
mountains,
in the valleys, in the
ocean,
in the deserts, and to bind them in the pits of hell.
Use
authority given you to bind.
Because
it means this, when we don't have authority, I bind in the peace of hell. I bind them today. Not binding them, you're conning yourself.
When
you are not in the spiritual world, you're here.
Instead of
sending
the
spiritual world to help you, angels on our side,
you
involve yourself rather.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Why church has not totally gotten healed? And demons remain attack us.
Even
our situation gets worse later.
Demons,
we send them in the deserts.
Atera
and still
tetwajisibisa kubanga tetwamanya bani bekolagana nabo mukusiba
bind them, for we didn't know those we work with to bind them. And we bound winds.
Omanyogena no gamba,
you know, you go to say
ngisibira mukukiriza,
bind them by faith.
Hey, ngisibira mutungu
mukukiriza, bind them by faith.
Ndabanga wali wozu jegere,
see them is the fire.
Ndabanga wali wempaja,
see them is the fire.
Na
ngisibira, and I bind them on them. Faith, your actions are wrong.
Bible
says in James chapter
15 to 19,
faith without works is dead.
Faith with
wrong works is also dead. Is it not that?
To
say, I believe now.
Money
is coming now.
Jesus
is there.
Jesus
is there. What are you now on?
And
you tell me,
I see
angel of God,
I take a sentiment, so
it's in my pocket.
Kankano, zizo,
right now it's come. As it feels,
the
back of the willow,
nejuramu,
and it feels
obuunga,
the portion,
as
it feels,
as
it feels, the
jerrycan
with oil,
we have to take
putting in
there.
And they come out and see,
yes,
I know there's been an angel working there.
But
you begin to deceive me.
I see pockets
filled when the angel is not there.
Elisha
was with angels, wasn't alone.
Elijah
and Elisha had angels and they worked with them. It wasn't magic to bring oil in the jerrycans. There were angels who become
wind
and they are invisible and they put in the jerrycans oil. Now you say, Elijah's faith. I prayed for oil. And he filled the jerrycan.
Bring
the jerrycan.
They're
going to be filled
with
oil. You bring them, oil will not go there.
But
he wasn't alone.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. Now the word is like this. Can't bind wind. Don't see yourself with actions which are not right. That you are in faith.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tweta gokukiriza okutegerekeka.
Need the faith which is clear.
Eranga kuri mu kigambo.
And it's in the word.
Nakulina no bulagirizi.
It also has the directives.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kankuwecho okulabirako.
Let me give you an example.
Nasina gena maso walanyu.
For I move on so much.
Ensi oba bali betwagala okusiba.
Those we want to bind.
Mioyo siwe wao.
Spirits, not so?
Mizimu mioyo.
Demons are spirits.
Nkakasango ogukutte mu
kukiriza. When you hold it by faith. I bind you. What we have to do here, because we fight with spirits, we have angels, spirits also sent for on our behalf, and they come to serve. Now we do, we remain in the flesh, we send those in the spiritual world. The problem there, we've gone in warfare, not put on the armor, you've not put in the garments, the one to fight the water. Except by faith you fall in the water.
Now,
a wise person, what they do, you know what? I'm here in the world. I am an army of the ground.
I
have no aeroplane
in space.
But at my best headquarters, there are those with aeroplanes. I make a phone call.
Hello. Call the word in the word.
This call, attack in this place with aeroplanes. You strike them. Why
are
you on the ground first? You say, I go in the aeroplane.
Mbakuba.
I shoot them with the aeroplane. you have
materials.
Yes, you are a soldier trained on the work of God. But you are not alone. We have our headquarters in heaven. There are angels who pass the space. Angels, the spirit. Those who can pass the spiritual world. And they get spirits we don't see.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, now,
the healing of sickness involves binding. Work with angels to bind these demons. After we work with the spirit of the angels to heal those diseases.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When the Bible speaks with us, let's read Ephesians. Ephesians 6.
It shows
what you fight with is not flesh and blood. You fight with evil spirits. That is, if what you fight with is not flesh and blood, you must know how you are to fight those wars.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
you never waste your much time. And you are in a fight you never win. Because of your fighting, which is not right. You've bound and caused many demons to be bound. Yet they are not bound. Bound them in your thoughts. I don't know whether you understand. Bind demons, they have never finished. What you bind is what strangles you in the night.
Still,
you don't bind them, you're deceiving.
Satan
is also wise.
He
is foolish, wisecking.
Because
you binding him falsely, he calls you Christ. Don't bind us. Leave us.
Yet
he knows you're not binding them. He's a con man.
He
first discovers you don't know what you do. You don't know it. Like he told the other boys. So in Acts
19,
demons realize these boys don't know Jesus. Even they don't know Paul. And they told them up.
At
one point, demons realize what you pray, you don't understand it. And they begin to cry. Don't burn us. And you feel
fire,
you fire more. Now, and they say, we have gone. The next morning, they come again. What is this form of fire which you burnt them and they come back? They
call
church.
Don't burn us.
Yet there was no fire at all.
They are
chasing demons all of their time. Let's first see here in Ephesians.
Ephesians 6.
Ephesians 6,
starting from verse 12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri. Wabula naba amasaza, naba obuyinza, naba fugensi abomu chizikiza chino. Nemye yejo bubi mubifo ebya waguru.
Ulide betulwanagana na
bia those we fight with.
Si mubiri nachi.
Not flesh and blood.
Tulwanagana na jajjawo ntiyaliko
mubiri. Don't fight with your dead forefather.
Atitulwanagana mbina musayi.
You're not fighting with flesh and
blood. Ugenda kwata
mutu. To handle them like this.
It's not like go ogenda nenkula langu
sala. And I still pray. Katin. And you're aiming I bungu. I get you. Others with wrecked madness. And you get a portion of a tree pole and you tie it with ropes. And you begin to drag it. As you say, you Lucifer, I drag you. I take you to bind you. Why
is
someone dragging a tree? They tie it to Lucifer. Lucifer finished you by faith.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
things we fight with are not flesh and blood. We fight with principalities. Preached in the air. Evil forces of power. Rulers of the darkness of this world, spirit of wickedness, evil spirits of air. After we fight with those spirits, we
were
put at the commanding post to command. But when we command, we have armies of angels on our side and
they
send swift to come to serve us.
But
because we fight with spirits, we
find need
angels who become spirits themselves
and
only angels on our side. Listen here.
The
Bible says in Hebrews 1 verse 13 and 14, it speaks this. Hebrews 1 from verse 13.
Neku malaika chi gwelea yugedeko nti tula kumukono guango guadio okutusa luendi fula walabebo entebe yevi gerebio unyole kuminenya bonna sijemyo yeji uweleza ngejitu mibuo kuweleza uru abo abagendo kusikiro bulokozi.
Praise Jesus. Angels, holy angels we speak of. They are spirit saints. And they are sent to serve on behalf of those who are to inherit salvation.
Because
had Revelations 22:7-8. Angel Gabriel explained Apostle John. We are workers with those who hold the word of God, who hold the word of this book.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When we
begin to enter prayer of warfare by the Spirit of God, all armies of angels, spirits serving us, when we just prayer of warfare, demons bind them, we
just
then demons of Satan, we heal sickness of Satan, we take away lameness,
things
like those, immorality. We must join on armies of angels. Angels of the fourth group. Angels of power. Angels of the chains. Angel of death and hell. Those on the side of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Be able to pass the spiritual world.
But
a spirit sent.
And
fight evil spirits of the fallen angels. The demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are here praying. We quote scriptures. It is known very well. In the Psalms 103, 20-21,
that
angels, they are the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God
as
they listen to the voice of his word.
And
the time we quote scriptures, angels are sent swiftly and they run swift.
You
can move them in prayer. You shift them from the mountain to the valley. Send them in the sky. Send them in the ocean.
Because
they move swift.
Daniel
Nagamba. Daniel said,
and the malaika
was flown swift.
And reached
like the moment of giving the sacrifice.
Kati malaika,
now an angel
can move
at the pace of prayer.
Because
of the swift speed he moves by.
But
as you pray,
it's
in another place.
But command,
and you command,
you speak
at the pace of your prayer.
Na yegwe,
but you are in this same place.
Marungu,
will you reach the desert?
Mizimu,
get demons.
Oveyo,
get them from there.
Take them to
the bottomless pit. Get from there.
Ogene munyanja,
move in the ocean.
Ozikwate,
get them.
Ozisime,
bind them.
Oveyo,
get from there.
That is
the stubbornness you are on.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you first discovered it,
as
you have to destroy works of Satan,
destroy
all sicknesses, lameness, and things like
those,
and
this
is done in the children of God and in the people of God,
only
way to ease this work,
because
this demons be bound in the name of Jesus. Don't
just
send them
to
the deserts. No. In the bottomless
pit.
To the day of judgment.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, brethren,
we need
armies of angels on our side
to
bind these evil spirits.
Kakati.
But imagine you are in a prayer of warfare. You feel you've entered it now. In that time, the demons of the sky, you slap them, you do what? They are in the sky. You kick them up there.
You know,
the brethren seated here told me this, the place they trained them to fight demons. That they do commando tricks and they somersault. That now he's jumped, he has it in his grip. Ways of church have a problem.
It
involves them not being taught.
No,
I'm going to pray in the word of God.
Like
Psalms 103,
20
to 21. The angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill the word of God, listen to the voice of His word. And the time they hear it,
in
the position where they are sending them, and swiftly there, swift they cross.
A demon
I want to capture in America.
Okay, no gamba.
As you say,
ngabe mubusibwa.
As you spoke,
Daniel.
Esule yomwera.
Chapter 9.
Olunyula bimomuno
kukira.
Ne
ngamubusima magwa.
Ne
kakado.
And right now,
busiwa malaika wenjege.
Who
come
America?
Wari wo mushimo. Oguri moras
angels. The Los Angeles.
Omanyiro si angels.
Los Angeles.
Ekibuga kye kyaba malaika
abawo. The city of the fallen angels.
As
you finish,
he's
right there.
So
we fly swift. The words are two. If he's going to run,
he tells him to do what he does. Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus so much.
Let's
first read in the Daniel we see.
Daniel chapter 9 from verse 21.
Daniel chapter 9 from verse 21.
Daniel chapter 9 from verse 21.
Daniel chapter 9 from verse
21. Wewao, bwe nali njogera mu kusaba, omusajja Gabrieli, bwe nalaba mu ebyo bwe nayolesebwa olubereberye. Nabusibwa mangu nankomako nga mu kiseera kya saddaki eyakawungeezi.
Bwe yali nga asaba,
he was praying.
Mangu ago
immediately, swiftly.
Omusajja Gabrieli gwe yalabako
apolesibwa okwasooka in the vision before.
Nabusibwa mangu ago
swiftly.
Namutuukako
sawa
yennyini yagwa
saddaki of giving sacrifice.
Atuuliriza.
Now listen.
Malaika bw'abaddukira ku ssaala yo.
Angel runs on the pace of your prayer.
He is a
mighty
one.
He fulfills the word of God.
As
scripture is known already.
directs him where.
You can show where the
Lord
is heading.
Here is scripture he runs.
By the time
you
speak what the voice says, that says this,
is
flown reaching that work.
Those are words
you hear in the Psalms. Psalms 103:20. And he says this.
Zaburi esuli yachikumu mwesatu na ulo njiriri oruwa abiri.
Psalms 103 verse 20.
Mumweba ze mukama mwaba malayika ave. Mwabazira aba amanyi abatu ukirize chigambo che.
Batu ukiriza achi.
They fulfill his word.
Chigambo rumo chikuoti
inga. When you quote it.
Ngayafubutu seda.
He's run quick.
Na akora chie chidako.
And he does what else.
Zaburi chikumi satu olinye oruwa abiri.
Psalms 103 verse 20.
Ti. Mumwebaze mukama mwabe malayika abe mwabazira abamanyi abatukirize ekigambo kye ngamuulire eddoboozi ery'ekigambo kye
nti baddako kimukasamara kutuukiriza kigambo kye
feeling his word
kyalinda kimuddoboozi limugamba kukola ki
ery'ekigambo kye do what of his word
olubo kikwotinga nga yakubutusedda
what it runs off quick
alindako kimu eddoboozi ligamba kye ery'ekigambo
the voice of the word saying
that
quote as it is written
and what I said
began warfare attack principalities
and
attack evil spirits in the desert in the valleys
in the
direction
now and
you quote a scripture oh Lord
we don't
fight with flesh and blood as it is written in
Ephesians
6 verses 12 but with evil spirits oh Lord Almighty
hear
as it is written in
2
Corinthians chapter 10 verses
4
we fall to the war
not
cannot
but
mighty demolish troubles
Lord
when the nation of
Israel
army of
angels
after weapons
of your wrath
not today
let's
say the armies of
angels
the mighty ones
fulfilling
your word
Psalms
103 verse 20 send them today
those
send
to serve us
like Hebrews Lord
send them
like Jude
chapter
1:6
mizimu dekorarero mukama babushiwe bakwata mizimu mubwengule eyo adijukira speed jyotambira ko
in the pace you move by
ye malaika abera mu
angel is on
us wawa songa
where he moves as your prayer goes
chani kwa chigama ankole
just says I do what
yes ye bazimu
praise Jesus
kati wano yengeri ennyangu
this is the easy way
esubulo kuyambe kanisa nebera mu chiwukuru
can help church to be in the rest
and
improve Matthew
11 28-30
come all who are weary and burdened
you will
see the rest of your spirits
and it's
not demons strangling you for you cause them to be bound
you
destroy their works after
you
began a prayer which you did know why is it on speed? You're moving random.
No other religion
like Catholic they pray.
Mario Matuki.
Hail Mary.
To Savini
Fabo.
At
the time of our death, they are like that slow paced.
Kubanga
they have no angels who run swift.
But the poor again
doesn't know why their prayer is random.
Do
you ever know why your prayer is always random?
You
pray of God, I thank you. I glorify you. As it's written, Philippians 4, verses 6, Bible says that Lord, we
think
what we need through the repentance, through the thanksgiving, through the praying, Lord is there. As it is written in the John, chapter
16,
verse 12, that the Holy Spirit
will get
from yours and
the gifts
of God.
Oh God,
you send your
Zaburi,
Chikominya,
Onyoro Asatu,
Onotuma,
Nevitondeba,
Nozabuja,
Amasogensi,
Ayamakama,
Rekomoyo Mutu, Norari Rakuri, Beremu, Tamarai Kabo,
Kubanga,
Chawandi Kiba, Barumi Suleomanana, Orunyo Rekomenya, Bako Rekomenokaga, Abakurembramoyo Akaton,
Devana
Akaton,
Bible
Yoga Kubamarai Kabo,
Gava
Nabo, Abakunganga, Nenorari, Rekomoyo Abatum, Abakurembe, Gambibania.
esure soka unyule kuminesatu pakole kuminenya bajeba tuwerezi ayimu kama uruarero waduwa abetage mirimu utumeba maraikabo abobo gabirizi kubikule sule mkaga onyoro kutanu onyoro mkaga batuwerezi.
What is the speed?
You hear the flow.
Why the speed? Speed?
Why is the speed like that?
Kubanga ba malaika bakola na
those angels working with you.
Si mama
they fly swift at every location.
Born
again doesn't know why they pray there is speedly.
They see
them that they began to flow.
Yes, you
praise Amen. Jesus.
Na ye. The
truth is this, brethren. Things are going to be easy what we do, we know it.
This time,
everywhere is shaking. They have discovered my schemes.
They have realized
how to bind me. Now, today, when you see Uganda.
Another
thought, they have no weapons, they don't know even how to fight.
And here
they have joined with Russia to train
us.
And
there's
a nation which attacked
us. They begin to
hear people train from Russia.
They
begin to tremble.
We
are dead this
and
time.
Now
Satan,
you realize
heaven is training us.
And
he's already trembling.
That's why
a demon today just passed here.
That
we are in the service studying. That the demon stands up. That you do it, people don't know out there.
They
do it here and they say.
The
scriptures around first makes them tremble.
Nothing
threatens
Satan.
And he runs when he speaks scriptures.
May
I wonder if they look for
Jesus pray.
He just spoke scriptures. Satan ran from him.
Satan
brought this scripture. Jesus brought this one.
Jesus brought this.
He ran off.
These
prayers you pray. You pray
4 hours.
And you pray,
you pray, you pray,
you pray,
and
you sweated so much.
You
know when sweat comes on you, you may feel as if you are in the spirit.
And when someone says,
I did go sweat in the spirit, you know they didn't sweat well. For most people, when they sweat, they feel
heated.
They feel as if they're in the spirit. They hear palms flow, and they flow in tongues. Yet the sweat is too much.
You
may think you play with them, but not.
A
person in the spirit, they are first in the scriptures.
The Bible says,
John 6:63, the words I say they are spirit and they are the life.
If you want to prove
someone entered the spirit, they first read the scriptures.
They
pray in the scriptures and you know they are in the spirit.
By
the time you sweat, there is a reaction coming from your flesh. You may think you hold the spirit with you. When we used to dig, you don't feel strong enough. Who has ever gone to dig? When you sweat, what happens?
You
dig random because of the heat on your body. You feel strength coming.
The spirit
is moving.
But you just
sit there and you begin to shake like that. But brethren, in all what we are to do, after we know,
these
our prayer run at a high speed.
They run at the pace of the angels.
Those
work with us to bind evil spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Get
more strengthened, and we know we are not alone.
You
know, all long. People saw many miracles Elisha and Elijah did. But they didn't know that they had those on their side. We too today, as church, we need to realize those on our side.
Most,
when it reaches prayers of warfare,
yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. That's why Bible tells us in
2
Kings chapter 6,
from verse 13
unto 20, and he says this.
Basekaba kechokubiri esure yomukaga nolo nyiri ole 13.
2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 13.
Nayogera anti mugende mulabe jali nti ntume Nayogera anti mugende mulabe jali ntume mmuchime ne bamubulira anti laba ali muddosani ole 14 awunatuma yembalasi na magali ne jeringi nebajje ekiro nebazingiza ekibuga 15 awo omuddu w'omusajja wa Katonda bwe yagolokoka enkya n'afuluma laba ejje n'embalasi n'amagaali nga bizingizizza ekibuga omuddu we n'amugamba nti zitusanze mukama wange tunaakola tutya ole 16 n'addamu nti totya kubanga abali naffe banja okusinga abali nabo
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
Elisa yaddamu gahazi
Elijah answered Gehazi, he told him,
we
are not those who have surrounded us.
Those
who have surrounded have those in them. You know, to see someone as but he has those on their side to hate you.
Never know where.
Even these were like that.
An
army attacked Prophet Elisha.
Army
was a physical army.
Na yenga mubomuli mwa abalimu.
Yet in them they had those in them.
Omoyo wa mukama munabbi Elisa n'agamba
spirit of the Lord and prophet Elijah said, fear not.
Kubanga abali nafu
those with us
banjo okusinga abali ne bali
are more than those with them.
Kitegeza dine jeti lyali lyoka
this army was not alone. Lyali
mu emizimu munda
then were demons among them.
Nga buli mu strika ali no muzimu
every soldier had a demon on him, which he fought with.
Kati nabbi Elisa n'amwanga kyolaba
prophet Elisha said you see
you not tegera
what you have to know
fenafire tulifeka
we too we are not alone.
Church,
let me tell you, if we enter these prayers,
when
we walk in this life, we shouldn't be alone. We must be with angels on our side. When we enter warfare, we are not alone. We are with angels of God. That's why he told him this. And he said, God, open his eyes. He can see those we are with. You know, if you know those on your side, look at what attacks you.
No,
and they are demons. And he said, now look at these ones.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then
though you go to prayer of warfare against me, people in the city begin to fight us because we brought the light of knowledge.
Nobody can ever say,
you make them pray.
And
you know the demons they have their
way. You know
angels you have their many. You even just sleep.
The
angels hear these ones.
When you see
them do sin which are harmful, you attack them. And you go to sleep.
You
make a prayer like a few hours and sleep.
You
tell them, if I'm sleeping, I want to go in this world, see how it is standing.
You get
vision, you are with angels.
And
what you're doing to demons.
You
fly with them. You get weapons there. You overcome wars in the spiritual world, you come back seats. And you rest.
The
problem of church has been there. We want to heal sicknesses of Satan. But Satan's will not cause them to be bound. Sicknesses refuse to get healed. And they always came back.
Just
to send it to the desert, it came back. Let's finish these verses.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17.
Erisa n'asaba n'ayogera nti, Mukama wange nkwegayiridde omuzibula amaaso ge alabe. Awo Mukama n'azibula amaaso g'omulenzi n'alaba, awo laba olusozi nga lujjudde embalaasi n'amagaali ag'omuliro ageetoolodde Erisa.
Babikula Gahazi amaaso.
He opened Gahazi's eyes.
Alabe
to see the army which surrounded Elisha. That is what I tell you, brethren. Angels are workers with us.
We
command binding of demons, not on the tongue binding only.
Armies
of angels of chains.
Bible
speaks of these angels. Angels of death and hell. The one in charge of them is called Abaddon. And when you begin to pray, I call angels of the bottomless
pit,
angels of chains, and they are leaders. Revelations 9, verse 11,
Angel
Abaddon, with your army,
Revelations 9, 16,
200 billion, run with the chains.
We make
prayer of warfare now. And you begin to command. As you pass through the word, you pray, you quote.
You rest
and see the peace of God.
We are not going
to fight with sickness and they are not healed. We shall cause them be bound.
We shall pray
for those in America.
For
you know the one you send there. You
send the Holy Spirit to lead
the children of God,
lead
armies of holy angels. We go in prayer. People we are praying for
are
in America.
And the
angels who
pray
swift, let them reach the place.
And
you
best
here begin a prayer.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, Abu Ganda.
Now, brethren, let's read in Revelations we see. Revelations
9:11.
Revelations chapter 9, verse 11.
Zirina kabaka wazo, malaiko wobunye obutakoma. Erinya, mulebulania, Abadoni. Nemulionani, aine erinya, Apoloni.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Angels from the bottomless pit.
They have their
king who is their leader. He too has his commander. Commander with the fourth trumpet. They are all led by the Spirit of God. Angel of the bottomless pit. His name is called the Abaddon. Those who've never seen him, you go on that image. And you see how he appears.
With
his chains and everything. They work with the angel of death. To kill the plans of the crafty. And this army is reaching to 200 billions of them. Revelations 9, verse 16. Revelations 9:16.
N'omuwendo gw'eggye eryabeebagala embalaasi obukumi kakumi emirundi ebiri ne mpulira omuwendo gwabwe.
Omuwendo gw'eggye lino eryabamalayika b'obunnya obutakoma.
Of the troops from the bottomless pit.
Biliyoni ebikumi ebiri.
200 billions.
Now
you alone, you've troubled yourself.
When you read
prayer of warfare, many are on our side. And they wait one thing. What's bound on earth, it will be bound in heaven. Matthew 18:18. The meaning of what he says, bind on earth or bound in heaven. What you lose will be lost. When you say bind them, angels from heaven swiftly, from the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, they fly from there, they enter in the realm below. In the heaven we see are bluish. When binding is in the sky,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
bind them in the pits of hell.
It is on the planet. Enter, take
in the pits of hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
we know it well. Angel Abaddon in charge of the groups of the bottomless pit. Some of his time is in the city of God. In the meeting of the Holy
Ghost,
meeting of the saints and the angels.
And
all commands and it comes in the bottomless pit, the prison of God, where imprisons rebellious spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
it reaches prayer of warfare. Going first bind the evil spirit.
Then
heal sicknesses of Satan.
All
their evil works.
We
destroy their works.
It
involves to work with armies of angels.
We
are not alone in this world. The other thing you are to know,
those angels,
we are given weapons of our warfare. And
their
wars are
ours.
But it's not us who have the weapons.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
have the weapons of our wars. That's why he tells us well. The weapons of our warfare, they are not flesh and blood, but they are mighty to demolish strongholds.
Ask,
where are those weapons? And who hold and have them? When you know those who have them, know they have sent you, go with binoculars.
They
look and spot where they are and direct those at the base. We are a ground force, but the army of the sky, they are the only angels who join on us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those who can attack any place, they get principalities, they find in the sky. And they go in the deserts, they go in the oceans,
they go
in the underground, places of the evil spirit,
where
it's best to attack people on the earth, move on to capture, bind them. That comes from authority given
church.
It's revealed and they use it well.
That's
why he says 2 Corinthians chapter 10 in the verse 4 saying this.
2
Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4.
Kubanga ebyokulwanyisa by'entalo zaffe si bya mubiri naye bya amaanyi eri Katonda olw'okumenya ebigo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ebyokulwanyisa by'entalo zaffe,
the weapons of our war,
si bya mubiri,
they are not carnal,
but
they are mighty to demolish strongholds.
Their
brethren, one day I found praying and they made guns for themselves. They made guns from the trees and in the yam, stems of yams, and they covered down and they are on demons. They are shooting in the name of Jesus. Shoot them. Shoot you.
And
those you had praying, and you hear them say, I bomb you.
Fire,
fire,
fire.
They are bombing the demons.
Yeah,
those who prayed, and they called spiritual missiles.
I called missiles.
Shoot them. I strike. Spiritual missiles, who have them? This is not magic. Weapons of our war, they are not flesh and blood. They are mighty to demolish strongholds.
But
who have them?
No
angels have been even they no more have a war for the chest set and
bear.
Now they are for
our sake.
They fight for us. Revelations 15 says, let's read there and we hear.
Revelations 15
verses 1.
Nenda wakavonira akalala muguru akanene akechitalo. Bamalaika musanvu ngabali n'ebibonyobonyo musanvu ebyenkomerero kubanga mwebyo obusungu bwa Katonda mubutuukiririra.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus. So seven angels. Seven groups you see here. Those we put in these images, the seven groups of angels, they have weapons, all the wrath of God.
And
the time you pray, those who know whether they strike a bomb
group of angels when you read and studied it.
The
fourth group of angels.
Angels
of the chains.
Angels
of death and
hell. They make
weapons as they want.
Bible
speaks of them, he created the
blood
who fans the call and he gets out the weapon he wants.
They
make weapons of all forms and they beat demons, they get lame. They strike them with wild bombs.
And
gets lame, they find it when struggling to move. They have beaten him and they bind it on the chain. Don't waste your time. Enter and say,
Lord,
as it's written in
2
Corinthians chapter
10
verse 4,
they are not flesh and blood
but they
are fighting
the most. Lord, Bible
says Revelation 15,
angels seven,
with the wrath of the wicked, angels of war,
to break their enemies, to put them in the prison, in the name of Jesus. And the war is interesting. Now here, they
told
us in prayer of warfare. Because they didn't know how we prayed. In the church, as you see,
and I beat him.
They are of faith.
That
what is faith?
Ah,
they didn't ask that much.
Faith
comes from hearing the word of God. Faith is not meditation.
It's to hear
what the word says. And who fulfill it?
The word says angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill the word of God, believing the word, believing it, angels who fulfill it.
Faith is not meditation.
Now
I see myself in spirit. I got the chains. I'm going to find demons.
Don't you remember you did that?
Don't you remember? You put the strength.
You can't find it.
Those who touch the ground.
I approve them from hell.
Why don't you be given a microphone? Raise your microphone. Raise your hand, they see you. Praise Jesus, brethren. I thank God
for
bringing us light of this knowledge. For we had much darkness. We chased. We attacked even spirits of hell. Yet I don't know whether we beat Abaddon. We even spoke words of darkness. We would vow.
Say,
I swear in my mother's name who is in hell, the one sleeping in hell. Now which truth are you swearing in
her?
We didn't separate the grave even with hell.
Yes,
the war of church. No demons you thought they were in the ground. Sometimes we say we're going to beat demons in hell. As we say, it is written, I'll build my church. And the powers of hell are to bind demons. Even the church
built
this
year. But it is not
take you to reach be bound in hell yourself.
But
they didn't tell you go attack and strike it.
amagombe tuogera ku kkomera lya Katonda
geyeena
esiibwamu emizimu oleme kubalibwa ku kibinja ekyo nga gwe kanisa gy'azimba naye amagombe siri ettaka amagombe kkomera lya
Katonda
mwasibira emyoyo
emibi
era eyagawangula mukama
waffe yesu
buli lwobanga olemeddemu ekibi
tosobola
kuwangula
magombe
You
must be bound in there.
The
only way of overcoming hell
is
accept the blood of Jesus that it cleanses you.
It never
cleanses you no matter how much you will pray. You will not overcome hell.
Bible says
he overcame death and hell.
But
speaks of angels of death and hell. They beat him in hell. And he did complain and grumble. But they beat him our stripes.
He
did go there to beat it, to box it.
Because
people went there to beat hell.
He bared
all the punishment there.
Bible
fulfills what speaks Isaiah 53. That he was speaking for transgressions. The punishment of our generation was counted on him.
You
were to suffer the world, even in hell. He was beaten here. He was beaten also in hell, your portion. He never complained of it.
Bible
says he overcame hell. And he came out with its case. And he first restored authority. Took the key back.
Gave it to the
angel of the bottomless pits.
When you read
Revelation 9
says,
I saw a star fall from heaven.
He
was given the key of the bottomless pits. Who gave it to
you?
It's Christ himself. He got it the other time when he raised up.
Handed
it back to the angel of the bottomless pits.
He
in charge of binding rebellious spirits, which involves
sinners
who come from the world without repenting,
to
the day of judgment, when they will be brought out, put in the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, thus, brethren. Weapons of our war, they are there.
And
there are angels who have them. It's required of you understand them. It reaches binding demons. Understood well the angel of the chains. Revelation 20 says, let us read of him.
Revelation 20,
verses 1.
Nenda ba malaika ngaka okuva muguru. Ngayina kisumuluzo ky'obunnyo obutakoma n'olujegero lunene mu mukono gwe. Olunnyo olw'okubiri. N'akwata ogusota, omusota ogwedda, ye mulyo lyomi era Setaani, n'agusibira emyaka lukumi.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much.
You
saw the angel of the bottomless pits. One had of in Revelations
9:11.
They have the angel in charge of the bottomless pits.
His
name is called Abaddon. Revelations 20, verse 1 and 2. The one they have called the angel of the bottomless pit, and he has the big chain. He was given a key of the bottomless pit and captured the dragon Satan and he bound him of 1,000 years, which are spiritual,
they are
not physical years. 1,000 mystical years.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
There
is an angel responsible for binding the devils, to bind the demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
why in Jude 1 this we read, angels who didn't keep the authority
most
were imprisoned in the pits of hell.
Don't
you think Satan captured and bound them?
Satan would
have captured angels who fell with him and he binds them. Angels responsible of that mission. That's why I say you can't enter a strong man's house and you destroy his works. Except you first captured and you bind the strong man.
Now know
where we bind the evil spirit
from.
The group of angels we work with angels of death and hell. Those
we
read in the Revelation 6.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Because of that, brethren, after we've understood all that, don't dare resume prayer which will not make a meaning. Bible says, in the Isaiah
26,
people reached, made a prayer and they made no meaning, and those prayers never brought salvation. Let's read there and we hear.
Isaiah
26 from verse 16.
Mukama lebalabye nnaku lebakujjidde.
Okusooka byonna.
First of all,
kanisa tubadde tumala kufuna
bizibu. We first got problems.
Tulioka tujja mukusaba.
Then we came to pray to God.
Isaiah 26 olunyole 16.
Isaiah 26 verse 16.
Mukama lebalabye nnaku lebakujjidde. Bafuka okusaba. Nti bafuka okusaba okukangavula kwo. Isaiah 26:16. Onyole 16.
Isaiah 26:16.
Mukama lebalabye nnaku lebakujjidde. Bafuka okusaba okukangavula kwo bwe kwali ku bo. Ole 17. Ng'omukazi ali olubuto ebiro eby'okuzaala kwe nga binaatera okutuuka. Bwalumwa n'akaaba ng'abalagalwa. Bwe tutyo bwe twabanga mu maaso go.
And they saw the problems.
It's
when they come for you. And they pour their prayers. And you pour prayer, what you pray, you don't even know it. God has been saying it. And when you get distressed, go in prayer. Let me go pray. Problems are too much on me. Oh Lord. Jesus. Nothing like scriptures. The Holy Spirit would have helped you.
Your
brother went to report you. You say, Lord, I've left them praying. Most of them have first gotten problems. When they saw distress, they came to you.
And
they began to pour our prayers. People who have failed to lead them forth, they know in scriptures.
Remember,
Holy Spirit bears our weakness
and
prays as the will of God is.
But reaches
and goes to rather report you.
Their
prayers, I failed to lead them.
First,
they first saw this priest. They came to pray.
They began
pour everything coming in their minds. He went to report us. They have been as if they're going to give birth.
You pray,
the Holy Spirit is watching you.
And you touch Jesus.
And he goes to report you. What are they crying over?
they're going
to give birth.
Isaiah 26:16.
Isaiah 26:16.
Mukama lebalabye nnaku lebakujjidde. Bafuka okusaba okukangavula kwo bwe kwali ku bo. 17. Ng'omukazi ali olubuto ebiro eby'okuzaala kwe nga binaatera okutuuka. Bwalumwa n'akaaba ng'abalagalwa. Bwe kityo bwe twabanga mu maaso go.
Yatuuka ekiseera omuntu kuvuna abeera mu kibiina mwanaye.
In the congregation is there looking.
Bafuka okukaaba ne babeera
ng'ababalagalwa. Writhing with pain.
Abalinga ng'abagenda n'okuzaala.
They're going to give birth. You prayed and you fasted.
N'osiba
n'ekimiwa. You tie a clock on your stomach.
Osaba.
You.
Olinga agenda ozaala.
They're going to give birth.
And you
believe
that.
And the Spirit goes to report you.
See
what they have put up. You have not understood it.
You don't
to lead and guide them at all.
asabye bibiye.
They have prayed their own.
Ategwe nonoda yongo tu ya.
Now you go back when you've sweated.
Tu asabye babula.
Overnight
yagenze
bulungi. Overnight was so good.
Ne dobozi yachu se
tolira. And the voice also changed, you see. Yet, the Holy Spirit rather reported you. What you prayed is not there. What's wrong with us? We stepped in the overnight. We prayed prayers. Even where God is, He confirmed it. Yet He went to report you just. Prayers were not right. Let's finish this verse.
Isaiah sura ya 2 mukaga olinyole 17.
Isaiah 26:17.
Ngomukaza aliyolubuto ebiri ebyokuzala kwenga binatera okutuuka. Bwalumwa nakaba nabalagalwa. Bwekicho betwabanga mu masogo ayimukama.
Kumwe kyatuuka nga kubega iri.
When it reaches intercessors.
Batura kubukeka.
They sit down on their mats like that. In a
sakama.
Lord.
Ifukama.
Lord.
Lord.
Ore.
Yesu.
Jesus. We ask you.
Ozime kanisa
yiti glorious church.
Tulete na mabati.
Bring us high on sheets.
Nenda biruabu.
Even glasses.
Omoyo na gamba.
And the spirit says.
Ekanisa ya mabati si
bangendo kuno. Iron sheets is not going to be.
Mwandisa bi birabo byo
omoyo.
Mukama abawerese birabo byo omoyo.
Ekanisa
yo kezi.
The church to be built. And you don't hear you say
what you
as the one I saw in America of the glass church. Now, intercessors, we've chased them. You first get to be taught.
Amen.
Kubanga no mwe andi kurunga mizo bato chambuli lolo butamanya.
You no more hear him for ignorance in you.
And
he goes to report you.
Says,
God, when they have seen this presence, intercede when you have not any problem.
Not
come because of a problem and you pretend. No, some people, when they see things are not working for them,
that's
when they enter warfare. God doesn't want such hypocrisy.
Want to come
in warfare whether things are working or not. You have no sorrow on you
or
failure as you a person.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
though you repent, don't repent for wanting food and work and jobs. Repent because you have sins. Prayers of warfare as church in the entire world, but surprising demons are many and they have troubled church. Now they move naked. You can go in a certain ministry and they close short skirts like this and they are very immoral.
They
clothe armless.
And they
put things on their lips and their lashes and
their
field of eyes of adultery.
And
the more we pray, we
prayed
wind
and
demons came to trouble church. The gospel changed
and
we get to talk it. Someone carry it yourself. See, you carry it, a bag of money.
Until
you rose up, you carry the bag of money by faith.
And
the Holy Spirit said, now
I fail
to guide these ones today. Let's finish in Isaiah.
Isaiah sura ya 2 mukaga olinyole
18. Isaiah 26:18.
Twali rubuto. Twalumwa twazala mpewo. Tetwaleta kulokuka konna mu nsi.
Ate waliwo.
Is there any salvation?
Isara twazikola
bakubulire. Prayers, let me tell you.
Waliwo mwaka.
There is a year.
Mwaka gwa 2005.
2005.
Ekanisa yayingira mu kushaba banange.
Ani
agujukira. Mwaka gwa
2005. 2005.
Church
entered prayer, countrywide, worldwide,
Mosiyo
in the entire world.
overnight with us.
Overnight is when they stood much.
Mountains
we climbed.
Netusaba.
We prayed.
Netusiba.
We fasted.
Netusura munsiko.
We slept in the bush.
See
where church is moving ahead to. Prayers we entered in were not holy. They went involving knowledge. They entered warfare. And they entered there wrongly. Demons captured them from the mountains. And they came back when they are speaking divinely. And demons themselves tell them, I see the hand of God there. You hear a hand. You are shaking and you are weeping. And you are weeping of the hand of God.
Yet, when
they tell the hand of God, they fall on the people to scratch them. Others began to say, let's go to the mountains to be filled with the Spirit. Yet they went to be filled of evil spirits. And they raised their hand like this.
Everywhere
he does like a snake. Something move you.
Yes, he was
with praise Jesus.
There's
nothing like salvation which came on the world.
But
it's the time, brethren, going to destroy the works of the evil Satan. Sicknesses is put on people. First bind those evil spirits. In Job chapter 23, tells us we first get meaningful words. Then we take these prayers to God. And we await to see what he will answer us. But he says, if we are not like that,
we'll
be able to move on the left hand and we don't see him there. We go on the right hand, we don't see him there. Though he begins to work,
you
no more see him.
Let's
read as we wind up.
Yobu esule ya biri mwesatu nolu nyiri olisoka.
Job 23 from verses 1.
Awo Yobu nadamu na yogera anti olunyoro kubiri nerero kwe murugunya kwange kujemu okubibwa kwange kusingo kusinda kwange obuzito olokusatu singa manje nyizo kumulabira singa nyizo kutuka wali awali entebe ye olokuna nandiri na njiza ensonga yange mumasoge. Nanyijuza kamwa kange ensonga. Olinyo lokutano. Nandi manye vigambu biyandi nzizemu. Nentegera biyandi ngambie.
If I knew where his throne is, the place of his throne where it is, I would have first gathered meaningful words
and
I did words of the Holy Scriptures,
fill
them in my mouth and I begin to speak as I pray
and
I await what he would have answered me.
Job 23
verses 6.
Yandi nyombeseza olw'obukulu bw'obuyinza bwe nedda naye yandi zisizaako omwoyo.
Singa wabadduwe bigambo ebyensonga.
If they were meaningful words,
ebyawandikibwa ebitukuvu.
Scriptures which are holy.
Nga bayogera mu Yokaana 15:7.
John 15:7.
Nti bwe mubeera mu nze.
That if you abide in me,
n'ebigambo byange nga biri mu
mwe. My words abide in you.
Musabe kyonna kye mwetaaga.
Of all you are needing.
Kinaabakolerwa.
It will be given you.
Nti bwe omala okujjuza ebyatukuwa mu gwe.
Fill scriptures in
you. Otanula okusaba.
Begin to pray.
Mukama asaayo omwoyo.
God lays his heart unto you.
Uigambe ebyo.
Undo those words.
Na kudamu.
It answers you.
Na yanukuranga atuma omwoyo we.
Answers sending the spirit.
Itondebwe.
That the great creation. They are renewed.
Na atumira kejira wa malaika batuweleza.
Armies of angels to serve
Nibali
us.
Nibali wakabatandiko kutuweleza.
Begin to serve us.
Ulinyari ya mukama wafu Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Yobwe sule ya vili mwesatu. Nalu nyiriri oruwa musangu.
Job 23 verses 7.
Ebyo. Abama zima. Bandi yinziza. Eyo abamazima bandi yinzizo okuwoza na ye. Bwenandi wonyezebwa
bwentu.
Yobwe sule ya biri mwesatu olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Job 23 verses 7.
Bwenandi wonyezebwa bwentyo enakuzonna eriyomulamuzi wange
owulidde nti bwatyo singa oba n'ebigambo nga
byansonga
nga byakumanya
n'otaleeta
kizikiza mu kuteesa n'ebigambo bitalimu wadde
okumanya
nga bwatugamba mu Yobu 3:8 n'olusooka pakula
okutaala
naye n'obeera n'ebigambo ebyokumanya ebyensonga ebyebyawandiikibwa n'obireeta gy'ali wandirindde okulaba
kiyandikuzeemu
era ab'amazima bandisanyukidde mukama nti kubanga wento bwe nandiwonyezeddwa okuva mu bulwadde mu binnemesa byonna mukama wejje yandibadde ku sayidi
yange.
Yobu essuula ya 23 n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana. Laba ntambula mu maaso naye ye nga taliiyo.
Ugenda n'otambula nga yakuvuddeko
dda. You move and give up on you.
Kubanga oyogera by'osanze mu mutwe.
What you find in your head.
N'olyoka otambula n'ogenda ku maaso. Ryabasakatara. N'otuukayo nga tomulaba.
He's not there.
N'okyusa.
You turn around.
Ryabasakatara. Rokoshikara. Yesu ryamapapasata. Nga nayo tomulaba.
That too is not there.
Murokole anti bwatu
bwabadde. But again has been praying like that.
Otambula n'otuuka eri nga tomulaba n'ofaayo
deno. You come down again.
N'owala mpensozi n'osaba. N'okola kurusedi mu bisaawe n'osaba.
And you go to the fields you pray.
Naye nga
tomulaba.
Kubanga ebigambo by'olina si bya nsonga.
Because the words you have they're not meaningful.
Yobu essuula ya 23 n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Job 23:8.
Laba ntambula mu maaso naye ye nga taliiyo. Ne ntambula ennyuma naye ne siyinza kumulaba. Olw'omwenda ku mukono ogwa kkono bw'akola omulimu naye ne siyinza kumulaba.
Owulira ekibeerawo.
You hear what happens.
Ayinza n'okugamba mwana wange.
You can't even tell him a child.
Obadde ogambye ogenda sabira essaawa musanvu.
Pray for 7 hours.
Naye sooka olekere owumulemu nkuddemu.
Rest, I'll answer you.
Nekejo mizimu
nyesaza.
Atanura katonda asobola ntandika naga likera
you can begin to tell me
manokora
you stop I first word
no muganda kugandi
tell him I told you
sagara mizimu
I don't want
naga no sabire sawa makaga
6 hours
katondo bade wakasaba naga makanga kudemo
go tell me answer you
no nagambi musanga
I said I pray for 7 hours
atanura nokora naga
you can even walk
kakati atango babugo
see he's just chasing me
umanyo tuka no sabanga wonje
reach you pray
tocha ina byandi kwa no
more of scriptures get mad.
As
you still pray,
Jesus,
party over and say,
come.
I bind the tape, Jesus.
Sorry.
I beat the devils. You are confused.
When
you pray, you don't understand.
Tolina byawandikwa byosanga byoyogera
yogera. You find whatever you speak out.
Karuokuwa byosanga byoyogera.
Whatever you find,
Sudani ngana yakusura mwe.
Turn proceed.
Omalizo gamba. Yes, forward.
Jesus, go from here. Go. And you remember
that thing was
Satan, not Jesus.
You
just said rest and I walk.
You
rest, I speak with you.
I will
not stop and sleep. Demons, leave me alone.
Going
to prayer now. I'm going to tongues now. And you shoot to tongues. You begin to. They ask you what are you praying. I'm in tongues. I don't know. The spirit knows them. How will you say amen when you don't know them?
Thanks
all them to know what they speak. Speak tongues of the fallen angels. You speak tongues of angels. But they are also fallen angels.
Yesu yebazibwe.
After after we begin to heal, we're going to come back the next time. You see the healing of the Holy Spirit and the angels.
He
heals very major phases. Appears as living waters. After chasing the demons, flows like streams of living waters,
and
wash out every malaria and every boils. It's not needed like that. First comes as the oil. If you have wounds, he blocks them. That's why he speaks that. Their wounds have not been put on oil to be blocks. Spirit himself can
blow
as oil which heals instant, and he takes away wounds. If it fails, tumors need to be melted, comes in the tongues of fire, and he burns them. And the fire of the Holy Spirit, when it heals, it's not cold. You ask Moses to sow it in the bush. It's on the bush, but never consuming it.
That
fire is sent to burn tumors.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
can come as oil, and he blocks wounds, passes as a fire,
he burns
things to have retained, flows like streams to wash. We are to see all that.
It
needs to operate you. Saints, angels of the scales, and the angel Gabriel, and they operate you. And the healing is good indeed. After we see that, we shall see demons chasing demons. Witchcraft, witchcraft. How does it happen? In that world, only the chief wizard is the one who works. Even churches using demons chasing demons. The one who possesses those demons, if he's not present, there's no healing moving on. And they tell you, if that pastor is not there,
there's
no deliverance to move on.
And
when shepherd Jesus is there,
even the
disciples go and chase demons.
Now,
most in this world, they were wizards who turned into things of church, ministers of light.
They
entered in church
and they used
demons to chase a demon.
They used
a demon to heal a demon. But what happens?
Bible
sends wounds of these people inside their spirits for them to consume themselves, and they get in them.
When
they pray another, they give it to another. Issues involve saying, if you can, they shift pain. This one is delivered, they put pain on the other who is weeping over the deliverance. You will see the drama of the devils, and you will see many churches which fall in that system.
And
if the chief wizard is not there, no healing moves on. The spirit never moves.
What
you wonder now?
The
spirit is possessed over one head.
Spirit
we all work with. When Jesus was there, even the disciples chased demons and they healed. Why is that pastor alone? If he's not present, other things are not done.
He
will understand.
He
uses a demon to chase demons.
There
are demons which make money. People come with boils and tumors on their heads. And the pastor begins his gymnastics. Come on.
Get up.
Move this way.
Shall
see that. God bless you. Thank you for coming.